السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين، صدق الله العظيم. Respected and honorable and beloved elders and brothers in Islam, today is the last day of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala amongst the first 10 days of the month of Ramadan. That does not really mean that Allah Ta'ala's mercy has come to an end. What it means is that now the mercy of Allah Ta'ala has multiplied. There's an offshoot of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala into the maghfirat of Allah, into the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala forgives because of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Allah is Rahman and Allah is Rahim. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi explained Rahman and Rahim in a very unique way. Rahman is that quality of Allah, it comes from the word Rahma, the extremely merciful, extremely merciful out of His extreme mercy. Whatever we ask from Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gives. And Ar-Rahim, most compassionate, that means that if we don't ask from Allah Ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes annoyed with us, Allah becomes angry with us. Why are you not asking me? Insan, we are different. If somebody asks, we'll get tired. The person asks perpetually every day, we'll start finding excuses. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is not like that. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he writes that I had a very good friend, a very close friend. The man was a bosom friend. He cared a lot about me. He loved me. He worried about my welfare. He wanted the best for me. What more would we want from a friend? One day he came to me and he said, Imam, whatever you want in this dunya, whatever your needs are, I will give it to you. Don't seek anywhere, don't work, carry on doing the good work you're doing. Do Allah's work, carry on teaching, make mujahada, sacrifice, carry on with your wonderful writings. I will take care of you. A very great, good, noble gesture from this person. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he writes, I smiled at the brother and I said to him, Jazakumullah khair, Allah reward you. And then I put it to test. The first time thereafter I went to him and I asked him, brother, I have a need. The brother offered me the whole sack of gold. He said, there it is, take how much you want. So Imam Ghazali said, I helped myself and I took whatever I could carry with me, I took and I went. Then after a few days, I asked this brother again, my brother, I have some need. So the second time, His response was different to the first. The first time he said, take how much? The second time he asked me, Imam, for what is it? There was a question. So I explained for what. I gave him an acceptable reason why I needed. And he said, take, help yourself. The third time I went to him, and I asked him, my brother, I have a need. So he asked me, how much? First time he said, take. The second time he asked, for what? The third time he asked, how much? I told him, how much? Now he took and he gave me. Then I said to him, you are my very dear friend. I love you for the sake of Allah, you love me for the sake of Allah. But I have a dearer friend. A friend that is more beloved to me than you. A friend who if I ask, he gives. And if I do not ask, he becomes annoyed. And that is my Allah. So Imam Ghazali brought all the coins back, the first and second time and the third time. And he said, Allah reward you for all your good and noble intentions. But Allah is that being, man lam yas'alillah, yaghdab alayhi, Allah Ta'ala becomes annoyed. So one is the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now in the second 10 days of Ramadan, that mercy heightens. It's now double fold. Mercy, and because of mercy, maghfirat. Maghfirah, the forgiveness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It didn't mean up to now Allah Ta'ala didn't forgive. It doesn't mean only in these 10 days Allah will forgive. It means Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has always been willing to forgive, but now Allah Ta'ala increases that forgiveness many folds. It comes in the hadith of our Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that every night Allah Ta'ala yabsutu yaday. The Arabic expression, Allah Ta'ala spreads out His hand. Now we don't understand what that is, but what we do know is what Allah Rabbul Izzat means by this, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam means by this, is Allah is making an offer. Every night Allah makes an offer in Ramadan, out of Ramadan, first 10 days, last 10 days, middle 10 days of any month. Every night Allah is making an offer. What is that offer? Is there anyone of you that had wronged during the day? Come to me, I will forgive you. And every day Allah Ta'ala makes the same offer. That is, any one of you that had wronged at night, so that I may forgive you. This is a ta'reed, it's a special offer from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So brothers and friends, Allah's kindness, Allah's compassion knows no limits, no bounds. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Ghafir, Surah Mu'min, Ghafiri dham wa qabili tawb. Allah describes His maghfirat, His forgiveness in two different ways. One is ghafiri dham. Allah is the forgiver of sins. How Allah Ta'ala forgives? People are making wudu. People are making wudu. It comes in the hadith. As you wash your face and the water drips off your face, your minor sins are dripping off. What you've committed with the mouth, what you've committed with the eyes, the hadith got what you've committed with your nose. I sat and I pondered, what sin can we commit with our nose? Then Allah Ta'ala put this answer, that sometimes a man may be very close to a woman, and she may have some fragrance. And sometimes a person takes joy, and in that joy he gets carried away. Even that also Allah Ta'ala forgives. We washing our hands. We didn't even ask Allah for forgiveness. We just making wudu. In the hadith, there is no mention of, there is du'as for wudu, but for the forgiveness, there is no mention of any du'a also. We washing our hands. And with the person washing the hands, the drops that fall off the hands, Allah Ta'ala forgives that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, until the fingertips, what is under the nail, what sin can that commit? Allah is emphasizing that even that I will forgive. You've walked to the masjid, or you come by the vehicle and you walked to the masjid, you walk for salat with jama'ah. Every step we take, Allah Ta'ala forgives. For the same step we take, Allah Ta'ala elevates. For the same step we take, Allah descends His rahmah upon us. Brothers, that is the Allah that we are talking about, that now in this month of Ramadan, it has multiplied. Ghafiri dham. Waqabili tawb. That is the one aspect of Allah Ta'ala's maghfirat, Allah's forgiveness, that we don't ask, we don't even know when Allah is forgiving. And one is, we've committed a crime, we've committed a sin, we've committed a major sin. And now, we've come to realization, and we lift our hands, and we begin to cry to Allah Ta'ala. We begin, we remorseful. We cry to Allah Ta'ala. We asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Ghafiri dhamb wa qabili tawb. Qabili tawb. Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah of His servants. And when Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgives. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angels to erase, to obliterate from the books of deeds those sins that we have committed. In one narration, even the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the ground on which the sin has been committed in Surah Zilzal, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. The ground on the day of Qiyamah will narrate its tales. It will begin to tell Allah. Allah knows everything. It will begin to speak to Allah Ta'ala about every aspect. And one of the things that it will begin to speak about is the sins that we committed. It becomes a witness in the courts of Allah. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. On that day, Allah will seal the tongues, the mouths. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The hands then will give evidence and be witness in the courts of Allah. The legs will give evidence and be witness in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when a person asks for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala is ever willing to forgive, and Allah Ta'ala forgives. The other day, at one place, I mentioned one hadith of Tirmizi, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in giving us an example of the far exceeding willingness of Allah Ta'ala to forgive. He says that in the people of the past, there was a man by the name of Kifl. Kifl was such an extreme sinner. He was so oppressive on himself as far as sins were concerned. He was a person that was abhorred by his own community, own society. People shunned him. But on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala had given him a tremendous amount of wealth. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, once the cousin of Kifal, she comes to him with a pressing need. There's famine, there's drought, there's no food. It drives her to his home to ask for something so that her family could make ends meet. Kifal and the kind of person he was, wretched, he decides to take advantage over this woman. And he places the money in her hand, but at the same time he says to her, submit to my desire. This woman pretends to be willing to submit to his desire, but at that point of time, she says to him, Kifal, ittaqillah. Kifal, fear Allah Ta'ala. When she makes the statement, reminds him about Allah, no matter how wretched he was, it was the time of his hidayat, it was the time of his guidance, he withdraws, he tells her, take the money and carry on. That night, Kifal dies in that condition. The next morning, people saw that the castle of Kifal does not open. And they wondered what would have happened to this man, living all alone. They go to the door and they find inscribed, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah sent an angel to inscribe on the wall above the door of Kifal, قَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لِكِفْلٍ. Allah has forgiven Kifal. Friends, ulama have written, why Allah even did that is because he was abhorred by his people, his community. The probability was, had they known he died and they despised him so much, they would not want to willingly perform his janazah salah. And of course, all the other rituals like the kafan, etc. So Allah Ta'ala, in doing that, look at Allah's rahmah, Allah forgave him, Allah kept his izzat, Allah kept his honor, and at the same time Allah made sure the rituals were carried out according to the commandment of Allah Ta'ala. Friends, this is the month in which we need to draw the maghfirat, we need to draw the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But it is the mercy of Allah, it is the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah has been ever merciful, and Allah Ta'ala created us because Allah Ta'ala wanted to show His mercy upon us. And now Allah Ta'ala increases His mercy. It is for us now to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. In one hadith, which is known as Hadith Qudsi, that is a hadith which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam relates from Allah Ta'ala Himself. Allah Ta'ala says to all His servants, Yabna Adam, O children of Adam, so long as you're making dua to me, Ma da'utani wa rajautani, and you have hope in me, you have hope in me, then whatever sins you come with, la ubali, it does not matter, I do not care, I will forgive all of it. If your sins reach the skies, an expression that I don't think we use in English, but if you come with an earth filled with sins, If you come with an earth filled with sins, then also, so long as you ask forgiveness and you have the hope that I will forgive, wala ubali, I will forgive. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written, wala yaghurrannakum billahi al-gharur. Do not let the deceiver deceive you. The deceiver is shaitan. In matters of seeking forgiveness, shaitan can deceive us by one of three ways. One is, shaitan makes us feel that there is no need to seek forgiveness because I haven't sinned. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, kullu bani adama khatta'un, every human is a sinner. So when I feel I haven't sinned, then there is no need for me to make tawbah. Secondly, is shaitan causes us to justify our wrongs. Whatever we've done, I'm not going to go into examples, but whatever it is, I have a rationale, I have a reason to break Allah's command. And the third is, shaitan makes us feel that your sin is so great, so big, so huge, Allah will never forgive you. So that's the three ways that shaitan creates in our hearts the deception. And then one other deception that we have, that generally life gives us, is that I have sufficient life to live. I've got years. We speak about the laws of average. My father lived to 120. My mother lived to 140. So maybe I'll live to 160 years. The mutabanna, the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was known as Hibbe Rasul, he was known as the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once took a loan. And probably he had taken the loan a little bit on a long term. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard about it, he said, convey this message to Zayd bin Haritha. Convey this message to Zayd and ask Zayd that when he puts a morsel of food into his mouth, can he guarantee he will live till he swallows it? If Zayd could do that, if he can guarantee that, then that long-term loan is in order. Obviously, no one can guarantee. Brothers and friends, these are days and nights in the month of Ramadan in which each one of us should turn to Allah Ta'ala, seek forgiveness from Allah, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Allah gives a person the ability, the tawfiq, the spiritual ability to make dua, whether that dua is in our heart, whether we lift our hands and make dua, but when Allah has given the ability to make dua, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, Allah will not leave that person in the lurch. Allah will respond. Allah will respond. It is for us to lift our hands, especially during the fast. A fasting person's du'as are accepted. Du'as are accepted at the time of Sehri, in the last part of the night. There are announcements that Allah is making. Is there anyone that seeks forgiveness that I may seek? Is there anyone that seeks well-being that I may grant? Is there anyone asking for whatever that I may give? It is a time of sehri, and I know sometimes difficult for us to get up. But brothers, shun that sleep. Get up. Perform 2 rakat salat, tahajjud. Beg from Allah. Have your sehri also. Eat as much. Finish before the time. But beg from Allah. That is the time when Allah is making that final offer to us for the night. And this happens every day of the year, every night of the year. And then the time of iftar is a time when du'as are accepted by Allah Rabbul Izzat. So friends, these middle days of the month of Ramadan, the days of Maghfirat, the nights of Maghfirat, let us seek and beseech from Allah. On the one hand, Allah is intensifying mercy to Maghfirat. Let us intensify in our ibadat and obedience to Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.